Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Sri Lanka wrapped up a 2-0 series win over Australia with victory by 2 runs in the rain-affected second 2020 international in Melbourne this morning. They scored 161 for 4 thanks to Mahela Jayawardena's brilliant 61 not out and looked to have the match in the bag when rain interrupted Australia's reply with the home side struggling. However, through a fight back from Sean Marsh and George Bailey, Australia took the game down to the wire, but needing 4 to win from the final ball, they couldn't quite pull it off as Sri Lanka held their nerve. Moises Henriques has been ruled out of the first 2 one-day internationals against the West Indies and has been replaced in the squad by James Faulkner. Henriques was twice hit on the hand by Nathan Coulter-Nile while playing for New South Wales in their recent Sheffield Shield match against Western Australia. The blows aggravated an existing finger problem, causing it to become swollen and infected, with Henriques expected to be out of action for at least a week. Ahead of their 3-match test series against South Africa, the touring Pakistanis drew their only warm-up match with a South African Invitational 11. On the final day, Pakistan declared on 250 for 9, setting the home side 323 to win, and thanks to a half-century from captain Justin Ontong and 43 from Vaughan van Jaarsveld, Pakistan's victory chances came to nothing. Ontong was unbeaten on 51. The Women's World Cup gets underway in under 3 days' time, and today saw 7 of the 8 competing teams in action playing warm-up games. Australia struck a warning to their competitors by racking up 333 for 5 on their way to a 135-run win over the West Indies, before defending champions England overcame South Africa to win by 51 runs, captain Charlotte Edwards making 78. Poonam Rao, Julan Goswami and Mithali Raj starred in India's 8-wicket victory over New Zealand, impressively chasing down more than 200 with time to spare, highlighting New Zealand's struggles with the ball. And finally, Sri Lanka crashed to a defeat against a combined Mumbai 11, never recovering from losing a flurry of early wickets, and they were defeated by 4 wickets.